You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven. And this is Talktainment Radio. Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church with the Pastor Kaiser Jones, Pastor, and also the Keys of Harmony. And I'd like to say to everyone that it's good to be with you. My topic today is God speaking, are you listening? And my guest that was supposed to be here today had a family emergency, but Bishop Fry will be with us the next time, so... I hope my prayers are going. And also, this is a give my wife a shout out. She just got out of the hospital, and they did a bypass for her. But I'm talking about Evangelist Patricia Smith, looking for her speedy recovery, and she will probably be with me the next time. Okay, getting back to my topic, my subject is God speaking to you. Are you listening? And there's something about that. Sometimes we don't have the tendency to listen, and when God's speaking, some of us just either turn another ear, or some don't want to listen. And the reason why is that we have so many people that are not in church or are Christians, or there's some people that don't believe that what's going on. For a fact that when God is speaking, sometimes there are good things that come out. It may be good things to help you out, keep you from getting into trouble or getting into things that may not be right. John 10:22 says, "My sheep are hear my voice, and I know them, and they shall follow me." Follow me. And 28 says, and I will give them unto him eternal life, and they shall never perish. What I'd like to say on that is that when God's speaking, his son Jesus Christ is speaking, some of us will listen. And some of us that don't believe in an eternal life don't believe that they rather listen to other people than themselves. I have heard times when people say that I don't know how true this is. It may be true, it may not be true, but this is just me speaking. So I have heard told that when you hear something, your ancestors are telling you something, and they have a tendency to pop up, whisper something in your ear. But, you know, that's all good. Well, if you believe in listening to your ancestors, I mean, we all have ancestors, but that sometimes, I don't know how they come up with that or how they believe in spirit. They believe in spirit, believe that their spirit and tell you what to do in their ear. There are times when I was by myself and I have been driving along to work or on my way home or on my way to rehearsal, and thoughts will come to my mind when I'm thinking about doing something. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do it and what's the best way to do it. But when that happens, I think of one thing. I'm thinking that's God speaking to me, telling me, "Well, I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do, and I want you how to do it. But let me show you how to do it my way, or do it this way, and you will come out on top." And things I've heard and it was told to me, I did it that way, the way it was directed me to. Excuse me. Even though on a new job, when I took a new job sometime, I always asked the Lord to show me how to do this job and teach me this job, because when you are at a new place, you got to find out how things are, how things work. And you got a trainer showing you how it goes and how to do it, but sometimes the way he showed you it works out. This is just a teaching them how things are done around the place and how it's supposed to be done. And then you're doing that way, then you know the Lord will come along and say, well, I'm going to show you an easy way. And he teaches you how to do the job more easier than what you were taught. Because when you do things like that, follow the Lord and do things like that, you'll never fail. For as he said, eternal life, I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Eternal life, everybody should know what eternal life. You have, if they say the truth, they always say the truth will set you free. And they always say if you follow Jesus and follow God, the Father in heaven, he will give you eternal life. It depends. I was told he looks within your heart to find out what eternal life is, that he's giving you eternal life. Once you leave this earth and go on the other side and your soul is right and he picks and you go up into heaven, you will have eternal life. You things that within your heart. And, you know, there is a judgment, but there is eternal life. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, many times when there are things like plucking you out, things have been plucked out. You always hear, taking this, that. But plucking things out of, any man cannot pluck them out of his hands. But there are things out there, people had gone and fallen on the wayside and listened, and we went to what they were not supposed to do, and they do it anyway. Many have had come to the point where have turned their back on the Lord and walk away just to see what's on that ship or what's on that boat or what's on that house. Because we walked all about faith. We walked down the street and we driving a car. We can be anywhere. Someone will come along. It's like an ambush. It will ambush you to take your mind off track of what you're going to do or what you don't want to do. And that happens. When that happens and they take you off your track, you figure, where did I go wrong? It may look pretty. It may look beautiful. But somewhere along the line, you know, you've been plucked out of the Lord's hand. And the Lord said, neither one shall be plucked out of my hand. Well, if you listen to him and listen to what he's saying, you won't get sidelined. You'll never get plucked, or you'll never get pulled. I'm going to say pulled. You'll never get pulled from the Lord's hand. And once you're there, you are safe there. Many people have gone to church or gone to places gatherings, camp meetings, and stuff like that, had been out there in the world for so long. And half of them, people that believe, has just lost their way. And they don't get plucked out, they fall out. And they let them get pulled out, you know. But the Lord said, neither one shall be plucked out of my hand. And if you have strong faith, and you're strong enough to stay there, you will stay there. You won't let nothing come in, stop you, or take things away from you, or stop you from getting involved, or things that don't even care. And there's things out there that don't care. And when God is speaking, some of us, I'm going to put myself in this too, some of us don't, when I was out there, don't hardly listen. We just do what we want to, the biggest, big and bad enough to do what we want to do. But at the same time, while you're out there doing, when we're out there doing our thing, God is talking. He's keeping you safe. There are times we may be out there doing things that we shouldn't be, and we want and go to places, but He always protects us from those who have planned to bodily harm to you. He always protect those, have protection for those that want to do harm to you, or some of those that don't have no life. And that's the way it is, don't have no life at all. And when you don't have no life, don't have no life at all, you're going to do what you want to do. But we have to learn what we have to stop, think, and listen, and let the Lord speak to us and have Him to help you. And He will. And He will understand what He can help you with. There are times that things that I know of that this is on me, this is about me, I had times that I had things put away. And I put it in the wrong spot. And it takes me a long time to find it. And when I did find it, you know, God was protecting me from doing the wrong thing for what I was about to do. And you know, I didn't, you know, it didn't bother me because at that time I was, you know, self-pitying myself, didn't care. As long as I keep a roof on my head, that was the most thing to me. But as far as other things that I wanted to do, I could not get, didn't want to do, could not get, and wouldn't do it. I was thinking about, hey, let's forget about this, forget about that. I'm going to do me, and I'm going to do me, and don't care what it is. And that's what I did. This is Talk Taming Radio, and the show you listen to is Stairway to Heaven, and I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And my subject is God Speaking. Are you listening? Many times when you are doing your own world or in your own thing, you have to try to understand. You don't understand what you're doing, and then sometimes you do know what you're doing. You have to give up some things to get yourself clear and get yourself straight. And when you do that and get yourself straight and everything, you have to try to learn. It's a whole lot what's going on. Now, if you want to enjoy getting on this conversation, get into this, call us at 614-914-5001 or 614-927-2013. And I'll see whatever questions you may have. I'll try to ask them the best way I can, but if my wish my guest was here, he can do better than that, but he'll be with me next week. Going back to what I'm saying, man has a tendency to build up his own world, and he has the good side, the sad side, and the jealous side. And sometimes when man would want to build his world, he had things fixed up where he wanted. Then there's always someone that don't like what he's doing. If he's doing something good or great, he's always don't want to get it. Somebody always hates you because you're doing good, they're doing bad. And maybe the good man is listening to what God's telling him to do and how to do what he have to do. And he's showing them how to do it. That's all in your heart, and it's all what you have the mind to do it. In other words, your haters, as we say, haters or your jealous people will see you do things in the right way, and they'd be wondering, well, how did he get that or how did she get that? It's because they listened to God telling them what to do. And sometimes they get mad and blame you for their problems, but you're not the fault. It's their own fault because man's worst enemy is himself. Man's worst enemy is himself. And when he don't, when he gets to the point where he don't care, he will do it. He will destroy himself. He will destroy you, and he destroy anything that's out there because he can get what you had, and he can get what you got. And that's how he does things. He's not listening. He knows it all. He's not listening to God. He's not listening to nobody to heaven. Even he don't not even listen to some of the men of the cloth. He don't listen to them because he sees dollar signs and everything that he can get his hands on to break, to crush that. And when you're doing the right thing for the Lord and you listen to God's word, you'll never go far astray. You'll never go wrong. You will always be at the top. Deuteronomy says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of God and follow his commandments. Oh, that's a nice word, commandments. Many of us have heard of the Ten Commandments, and there's other commandments that, you know, there's only one Ten Commandments, that's the one God wrote. But sometimes there are things that we could take those commandments and use them for the good and take the commandments and use it for the bad. We have a tendency to have our own commandments. And we follow by that commandment to follow life and follow their own rule. And once you get your own commandments and follow your own rule, you never, you may be do it the right way, you may not do it the right way, you may do it the wrong way. And listen, and following God's commandments is the most beautiful thing in the world. What would it be like if there was no commandments, or God didn't have no commandments, or he didn't give his commandments? What would you do then? You'd be lost. You'd be setting up your own rules, your own world, and your own commandments. And that we don't need. There's so many people out here that call themselves this and that and the other. I'm not going to say, but some of their people out there claim they this and claim they're that, and they're not. Because they don't follow the commandments, they don't follow the rules, they don't follow, I'm going to say bylaws. Just make one word out of commandment, just say bylaws. And when you don't follow the bylaws of God, you tend to make your own bylaws. It's just like a bylaws, just like a club, or that you have rules set up that you want each member to follow. But there are some out there that takes their commandments and take these commandments and set up their own form of cults or own cause of nations or own cause of predicaments that they set up themselves. When they do that, and they'll take the commandments and look and blah, 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 thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. They'll get it and they'll turn it around. That's why a lot of our people you see out there and say they're this and they're that. And once you give them, you rather listen to them than listen to what God tell you. They say one thing, God says the other. And if he may say that, well, we don't need... you don't need to do that. You're not supposed to do this. This ain't right. But you say, God says do this. And they'll get to the point where they don't want you to do this. They want you to say, hey, we do what we want to do. And they'll make up some type of emblem or object as their God and say, this is what he did, this is what he want to do, this is what he said. But it's not that way. But this is how he does it. A lot of things come in their way, and a lot of things don't come. But you have to learn that you have to try to figure out for your own self. You have to sit there and read for yourself what is done and what's to be said, because God knows and you don't. God knows things that you know how to do things, and you don't, because if you don't do what is said him, or he shows you the way and you don't want to do it, you're the one to fall, not him. You're the ones to fall. You're the one that fall in your own grave or your own ditch, or you fall in your own nightmare. And then when you don't follow him, you follow somebody else, it ain't beautiful. that grass ain't color green on the other side. It's not colorful on the other side. It's not beautiful at all. But you need to, sometimes you have to learn that when God talks to you, you need to understand that the Lord will always follow you. Now, as I said before, this is Stairway to Heaven, and this is Dr. Mr. Claude Smith, and I give a shout out to my wife and to the women at the Mount Carmel Lab. Getting back to what I'm saying, and all these blessings will come upon you and overwhelm you. Well, that's a big word. That is a big, big gift. When you get these blessings, you follow His commandments, and he and all these blessings will come to you. You follow a lot of people I've seen, and a lot of people, some of my people I know, had held on to God's hand, and they got blessed with a lot of things. People that come out from doing the wrong, had done some wrong things, have came out and they have put themselves, got out of it. I'm getting out of this. I'm running away from this. I want to see what the Lord's side has. And I've been on the dark side. Let's see what God has. And when you begin to do what, listen to God and do what He tells you to, and even His Son even may come to you and tell you things. And if you listen to Him and listen to them, all the blessings you will get. There'll be blessings that you never thought you got, couldn't get, will get. The things that you tried to get that couldn't get, now you can get. Because when you get them, appreciate them, and you hold on to them. Do not let them go. Because as long as God bless you with it, He can also take it away from you. But you got to keep your hand in God's hand. You got to listen to what He has to say. And when you do that, the blessings will flow. The blessings will keep coming and coming and coming. You don't have to worry about this. You won't have to worry about that. Those blessings will keep coming and coming and going. And each time they come, you look around and go somewhere, there's another blessing. Or you open up the door, there's a blessing outside waiting for you. Or if you do things, help somebody else, you get that blessing. You get that blessing in return. And you'd be surprised what overwhelming blessings can do, and be surprised what blessings will do for you. So you just have to try to do the best you can and hold on to God's hand, and you will get your blessing. And the blessings that will come, you'd be surprised. It may not come when you want it, but it'll be there. Be right there on time. Maybe at the last experiment when you're about you're down to your last luck, or some always come. You'd be wondering when this going to happen. But it'll come. It will come. It will come. You'd be surprised. It'll come. And when it comes, you'd be happy that it did come. Because when it comes, you're surprised. I thought, no, you thought wrong. It wasn't the time for you to get it at that time. But the time when it came, it was the time when you get it then and you get it now. And you know, I'm gonna say this. There was one time we got blessed. My wife and I got blessed with a brand new car. And before we got it, I watched commercials, and I said I wanted an SUV. I wanted an SUV. And I said, as soon as I get this thing over, I'm gonna get me an SUV. And finally, it came. And it came. And when we got blessed with that SUV, we still got it. And I was surprised that we got it. But the Lord gave us the blessing, and He won't take it away, but He bless you with it. People who ask for homes and ask for jobs, He will bless you with it. But it's up to you what you do with that blessing and how you handle that blessing and what you do for that blessing. And that's how we get along with that blessing. We have to learn to love people, love each other, and love things and do things the right way, and keep listening. God will not lead you alone and not lead you astray. If He's with you all the time, He's walking beside you all the time. Whether you don't even know it, he may be right there with you. He may be in the car. And you might just be driving. He'd be probably in the car with you. And even though if you're going on long trips and you're driving, he'd take over the wheel and you be the co-pilot. He's going to make sure you get there safe. He's going to make sure you're going to get there on time. And that's what he does. And, you know, as I said before, you know, if you want to join on these conversations or these statements, our number is 614-914-5001, 614-297-2013. And, you know, I'll try to ask them the best way I can. And we will, you know, do what I can. I'm not a good authority on this, but I'll try to ask the questions the best way you can. And if you want to get on them, Stairway to Listen, Stairway to Heaven, get on a question, enjoy the music, give us a call. We'll be glad to answer your questions. But like it. But as my guest is not here today, I try to ask him questions that he know more about than I do. And like I said, this is one thing I enjoy doing, and this is what I love to do. Getting back to the topic today, let's go to Proverbs 22:17. Say, incline your ears and hear the words of the wise, and apply them to thy heart upon thy knowledge. I'm gonna be on half of that. You apply things in your ears and hear them upon the words of wise, and apply them with your heart. The good things that you have in your ears and the good things that come to your heart, it really, really, really something to really listen to. And when things do happen, you have to really enjoy. Okay, I'm going to say that. But anyway, like I said, you know, I'm going to say the shout out while the friends are watching. Hey, this goes out to the Mount Colonel nurses out there at the lab on Strockville. I give a shout out to you, my wife, and especially the Keys of Harmony, Joe Woods, my prayers, and my wife, my prayers go with him. And I'm going to tell y'all now, don't think the Keys, although the Keys of Harmony are still together, but we have illness in the group, and we're trying to wait till a few of our members recover, although I'm going to have a eye surgery in a couple of weeks. The guitar player is going to, he's going to go to surgery in January. So, hey, just hang in, give us a, just pray for us. Because my guitar player, I talked to Brother Woods yesterday, and he said we are being in construction and being reconstructed. But, you know, just hold on. When the Keys come back, we'll come back in faith to God. Right now, the group is still together. And we will not, you know, we're not gonna fold yet, but we'll hang in there together. We're still hanging in there. Getting back, that said, going back to what my other subject, and all these blessings will come. And when the blessings come, they will come. Don't think they won't. Don't think they will. But they shall come. And when they do come, y'all will be. It will be a big blessing. Because the blessings come all shapes and sizes. And we don't know where a small blessing or a big blessing is going to come. It's going to come. We just have to sit back and be patient and lend an open ear to what is being said to you. Not what your buddy said or not anybody family said. Listen to what your Lord says. Anyway, hey, let me say this to all our YouTube friends and buddies. Hey, thanks for watching, and we'll be watching again soon. And don't take any wood nickels, and don't let them grow in your mind, because the mind is a garden, what you put in the grows. And we'll see you on YouTube next time.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's Ash Kickin'.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul Food Specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGlory'sCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory's Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, this is Reverend Mitchell and Spirit of Traveler singing, Don't Quit on God.
Oh Lord. Someone has been struggling.
Okay, that was Reverend Mitchell and the Spiritual Travelers. And the song was called Don't Quit, Don't Quit on God.
What you gotta do, don't give
much
up,
time.
But keep
we have a tendency to forget about things that God had done for us. And I'm going to say this while this song is playing. Many times that we forgive up and don't take time to really find ourselves in the right way that we should be. And then you got to come, then we have times that come to our environment or come to our minds and ways that, hey, that, we don't take things to hear in our ears or incline words in our hearts. But when you get to the point where you don't want to do nothing and you get to the point where you don't want to start nothing, you want to get so mad and you get to the, some people get to the point where they say, hey, but God don't love me no more. Well, that's wrong. God do love you. And you want to quit. You want to throw in the towel and you want to say, hey, I asked God to do something for me and he didn't do it. Oh yeah, he will do it. But you got to be patient and be quiet and take time because the blessings are coming. It's not because if you want them to do it right away or right now, it's coming. But to some of you, but some of you get to the point where, hey, I don't even want to even listen. You can't tell me anything. So I'm quitting. I'm going to go see what the other side's about and go see what the other side's like. But at the same time, you're not listening to what is being said. And that's why I say, you know, like let's go back to my title saying, God is speaking, are you listening? And when you're not listening, you decide you want to quit and you want to say, well, I'm gone. And once you get out there and you don't quit, you say, well, I quit. I'm not going to do this. You stop going to church. You stop going to prayer rehearsals, your prayer meetings. And you stop going to other things that, well, the word of God is, you don't even want to go around this. So you become a quitter. And once you quit, things start going down by a little bit, by a little bit. And finally till you get down to the bottom. And this is why I say, you know, you should never quit on God. That God is always there to be there with you. You know, when I heard that song, when I talked to Reverend Mitchell, I asked him what song was the title cut, and he told me it was. When I heard this song, I said, I think I'm going to try to put this on the air because the song has a message in it. And the message is, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give up the ship. Don't throw in the towel. When you don't, and if you don't, and you stay in God's hand, you never throw in the towel. But once you let go and the devil step in, you're going to quit and you're going to give up. There's things that made me so mad and furious. I'm not going to say what they are, but made me want to give up. And I didn't. At one time when I lost my mother, I told everybody, you won't see me and I'm not playing anymore. And this one lady came to me and told me, say, you know what? Say, don't do that because, you know, God gave you that talent. Go ahead and use it. And they need that. And just because she's not there, you don't see it that she is there watching you. You know, and that kept my spirits going. And I kept continuing on. But, you know, you just can't just throw away what God gives you and what God has for you and say you don't want to do anymore. That's quitting. It's just like you're going to a bad job and you tell a bad job that boss there say, hey, I don't want to be part of this job no more. I'm ready to quit. And you'll do that. You will do that. You will, even though the job is bad, but, you know, best thing to do is hold on till something come up better. And when something come up better, then you will get the job. Then you will get the job that you love and you like. And you do the best you can. There's things that can force you to quit. There's people that out there can convert you. And there's a whole lot of the way times are now, they are going to try to convert you to what they want you to, what they want you to listen to. And you know, then you're gonna say, well, I quit, I'm not gonna do that. A lot of times we should never quit. We should never give up on God, because God was there before they were there. And they were there before he was there before they even thought of doing. They are the quitters. They're the quitters and the losers. And they're the ones that are telling good people. That's why it's all these organizations what would be good for you. There are some good. There are some organizations that say they are in Christ and they are part of Jesus Christ. But if I can remember correctly, if Pastor remember, say many will come and say they are of me, but these are false prophets. And there's a lot of false prophets out there t- taking things into their own hands and doing what they want, will tell you what to do. This, you tell them one verse, that ain't the way that verse goes. The verse goes this way. But you're quitting. You're quitting on God, because once you quit, there's nothing you can't under. You, once you quit, you can go back, but you're going to stay out there until something's going to come along. He's going to make you come back. He's going to make you come back. But he's going to sit there. He hasn't left you because you quit, because he's right there waiting for you with open arms. And he said, okay, you can go ahead and quit. But I'm going to be right here waiting for you. Okay, Proverbs 7:22 and 17 says, I'm going to read this again. Incline your ears and hear the words of the wise. Apply them to thy heart and upon thy knowledge. Well, that's a lot to say there. Incline your ears and hear the words of the wise. There's a lot of wise men out there that can help you, can tell you things. There's a lot of wise men that's been did things, been there, done that, and did this before you was even born or even thought of. And they can tell you things that you thought you knew, but you don't. They can also tell you things that you don't need to be. But they will. They can tell you some things that's not right, that's right and ain't right. Because there's a wise knows what to do and what to say. And the wise know what to get involved with. And how to, but it be done in a right way and in a good way, not the way they just going to jump off and tell you this and that and the other. They going to study about it, and they going to learn about it, and they going to think about it before they tell you what's what and what's the right way of doing it. Because many times you will apply them to your heart. And as long as you think about it, you'll get knowledge. You get a lot of good knowledge that will come to you. And the knowledge that you have, you'll be surprised. Knowledge is one of the best things in the world. Because as long as you keep that knowledge and hold on to that knowledge, you will learn a lot from knowledge. getting back... When you, if thou shalt come to pass and thou shalt hearken to the voice. Well, I'm going back on that for a minute, because if y'all can come to pass and shall y'all hearken to the voice of God, follow his command and blessings shall come to you. Well, as I said before, blessings will come to you. And say, and as I said, incline your ears and hear the words of the wise. And apply them to thy heart, upon thy heart, and you will see how much it is, how much is done. Because if you apply the knowledge and the words of wisdom to your heart, they will work out for you. They'll do a lot for you and work out for you. And this is really the thing that should be done. Let it flow. And let it come to you, because you know God's right there waiting on you. He's waiting for you. He's right and he's waiting for you within his arms, waiting for you to come and listen to him and let him teach you who's who and what's what. And he's not gonna he's not gonna let you down. He's not gonna let you fall into the wrong hands and the wrong trap, because God is there. He will listen to you. What you have to say. Finally, what I'm about to and this here, my next verse is Numbers 22:3-19. God is not a man that he shall lie, change his mind. He speaks and then to help you or try to help you, because he. When he does help you to do things, like help you and try to thing. He's not a man that he should lie. He never lied. God don't lie, and he doesn't change his mind. Because if something he got his set, got some mind set on to do it, he'll do it for you. And, you know, we all going to have to one day see his face. And we have to, and things that I think our life's going to go by and see things that we've done, we make our own lives down here. We live our own eulogy down here, our own obituary down here. And we must learn that once we get things together down here and get ourselves together, things will work out all right. For my sheep shall, like he said, my sheep shall hear my voice, and I will know them, and follow me. Once you hear, if you are a follower of God here, you shall follow him. Right now, I like to say this, here is the Brooklyn All-Stars. No cross, no crown. Okay, that was the Brooklyn All-Stars, No Cross, No Crown. It was written by the late Reverend James Cleveland. And, you know, when you you can't stand the disappointment or can't stand to be criticized, to help you, you won't get no cross and you won't get no crown. You have to sometimes learn things to get a crown and carry your own cross, and you just can't just be in your own world all the time. Many of us be in our own world, and many of us will just say forget about it. But as you see, as you go by, you wonder why, how the he got his cross and how his crown, because he listened and followed Jesus. He listened and followed God. He followed the words of God, and he followed the words the Father's plan, and he has a lot of plans. His plans for you. And right now, you know, like, you got to understand, this song go out to my wife and many others, of God Still in Charge by the late Willie Banks and the Messengers. You know, we have to learn things about that too. you got to learn some things. You just got to sit back and let the Lord take charge. Well, let's listen to this.
God is love. I'm gonna keep my hand in God's hand. As the wife,
that's where he begs the message. God is still in charge. God is always in charge. Just let God stay in charge in your life. And you'll be surprised how he could take, how he takes control of things that's impossible to move. As I say, I'm going to say this to my friend, my brothers. Joe, keep your hand in God's hand. You know, you can't defeat this illness. And you're going to defeat it. And you're my daddy. You keep your hand in God's hand and let him take control. And also with my wife, Pat, I wish her to keep, she will keep her hand in God's hand. And God is still in charge. God is in charge of everything that goes on. He's in charge of the earth, the sun, the planets, and everything around this world and on this earth. You know, this pandemic, this virus that's around, he got it in his hand, and he's about to move and take control of that, of this virus. He's going to take control of the sickness and the devil. We lost many people when it came, had gone home to live with the Lord, but he's going to take over, and he's going to move this virus from you, from the world. And you're going to move this virus from the land and from the world. From, you know, nobody else can do cures from the virus but him. And, you know, like I always say, hey, you know, we have to learn to do things and let the Lord handle it. You know, and when you're in that upper room, he's going to, Jesus will look at you. He have healed many, healed the sick, gave the blind man to see his eyes, and he has seen, and he died for us on the cross for our sins. And that we all have a set free of life, that he died for our sins, that there will be no more sin. But no, sin is still here, and sin is still trying to take over. The devil's trying to take over. But this illness, it's just, like I say, it's just a virus that will be taken, will be destroyed, and will be removed from the hearts of our land. We got to keep on going, hold our hands up, keep our head in God's hand. And, hey, enjoy yourself. This is Dr. Bass, and time getting a little short. And remember, the man is not by the garden. What you put in it grows. Don't put no wood nickels in your mind. And keep giving somebody a smile if they don't have none. See you next time.
Seek and bear his love.